Mariah Lynn, co-chair for Save Our Hospital.
And I'm Brad Ahrens, co-chair for Save Our Hospital.
Thank you all for your coverage today. We did just come out of a great meeting, a very fruitful meeting with the Lieutenant Governor. I can say that I believe we both feel confident that this is the time and the point when action will be taken with regards to our requests and the needs of the patients in southern Minnesota, specifically the nearly 55,000 in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa that rely on the Albert Lea Hospital.
What kind of questions would you guys have of us?
Well, I think, you know, the Lieutenant Governor basically just said that they can use their power of persuasion, but there's not a whole lot, at least from her office, that she can do to stop this. She can only ask. I mean, does that satisfy you guys? Because, you know, I mean, everything I hear is we just don't want this to happen.
Well, there's no question that our mission at Save Our Hospital is to gather advocates. And we feel that we've been very successful over, especially the last two-week period, when you look at the advocates that have expressed support for our mission here. And our mission is simple. Our mission is to secure a full-service acute care hospital here in Albert Lea, Minnesota. And if you look at who has supported the Save Our Hospital efforts over the last 2 weeks, it's surprising even to us when we look at at least verbal support from people like the Attorney General, from people like the Lieutenant Governor, the Governor, AARP, even the editorial board of the Minneapolis-St. Paul
Star Tribune.
We're feeling good about the direction of where public opinion, I think, is going. We'll feel much better when we actually see our call to action.
Lieutenant Governor said she'd like to at least see a pause instead of rushing into this on October 1st. Is that maybe at the minimum what you would like to see?
That was our big ask to her. You know, when Mariah and I went up to see the Attorney General told us to do four things. Number one, determine exactly what we wanted the hospital in Albert Lea to be. Number two, collect data from both Mayo and then alternative health systems that would help us basically do step three, which is to hire a forensic accountant, healthcare accountant, that can, in essence, put together a pro forma or a business plan. I mean, it's always been Mayo's contention that Albert Lea can't make money. We don't believe that. We found other hospitals with the same fingerprint as Albert Lea, and they're not Mayo hospitals, and they are making money. We think Albert Lea can make money, perhaps not the Mayo way, within the Mayo system. And so what we need is time now. We need that delay so that we can hire that forensic healthcare accountant, and then have him do his job, which is what exactly the AG told us to do. Now, we told that to the Lieutenant Governor today, and I'm confident she's going to relay that message. Let's put it that way. Right? Comment?
I agree. One of the unique things about Lieutenant Governor Lori Smith is that she has a direct line into Mayo Clinic decision makers. So we saw a press release come out the week that we actually had our city and our county representatives meeting with the Attorney General and several heads of the Departments of Health, Human Services, and Commerce here in Albert Lea. On that date, Mayo put out a press release and a message announcing that a stakeholder group was going to begin meeting. That stakeholder group had actually already been arranged and had been meeting, well, now for about a month and a half. It was arranged by our city manager, Chad Adams. And continually, one of the issues that we've had as Save Our Hospital, our city, and our county is that these stakeholder meetings are discussions that we're having not with decision makers. We're having these discussions with people who are relaying messages back and forth to our community from the true decision makers at Mayo Clinic. That has been a hindrance. We have now wasted weeks in talking about the same talking points with the same people, none of which are decision makers at Mayo Clinic and can institute change for Mayo Clinic Health System. So the lieutenant governor having a direct connection to Jeff Bolton at Mayo Clinic is very important for us. So as she stated that she can make recommendations and apply pressure, it's very important to note the importance of her position and with whom she is speaking. And we're looking forward to her taking that action.
Can you be more specific about what was said in the meeting today?
No. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. You know, the lieutenant governor was really interested in learning more about Save Our Hospital, our initiative. She has had conversations with city and county representatives, but her conversations with Save Our Hospital have been limited. So today we talked about the community. We talked about the impact that these decisions are going to have and have already had on our community and our surrounding communities. We talked about the poor corporate citizenship that Mayo has shown. I did ask her directly whether or not she knew that this was going to happen, whether or not in her role as chairperson of Destination Medical Center, if she knew whether or not this was going to be an outcome and was part of the plan. She unequivocally said no, she did not.
You know what was also very interesting about that is I asked her when they were debating the bill to provide the $585 million effectively to the city of Rochester, was there an economic impact analysis done for those outstate communities that would ultimately be affected by Rochester's plan? Was, you know, if you look at that, that has a major impact on what's going to happen in Elbert Lake. The answer was no. There was no, I mean, there, I'm sure there was an economic impact analysis done on what this was going to mean to Rochester. But, you know, Rochester's built this feeder system of outlying medical facilities that feed business in there. And their plans are not necessarily in the best interest of communities like Elbert Lake. Because you are taking revenue, you are taking jobs, and you are taking that from Elbert Lake, and you are sending that ultimately to Rochester. You know, it's interesting, when this was announced, what they were going to do to Elbert Lake, we asked the question, have you done an economic impact analysis on what this move of these services to Austin is going to be to Elbert Lake? Their answer was once again, no. Now, we need to have time to get that done. I mean, the delay, it's just being polite, quite frankly, to give us the time as a community to understand exactly what an independent organization says the impact that this is going to be to the city of Elbert Lake and the citizens of Elbert Lake. And it's not just, I mean, when you look at it, there's counties around the city of Elbert Lake that depend on this facility. So it's not just Elbert Lake.
Did the lieutenant governor tell you what she intends to do now? Is there a plan?
Well, she's going over to right now to meet with representatives, local representatives for Mayo, which is understandable. And, you know, we didn't get the specifics, but I get the feeling that there will be some conversations with Mr. Bolton and Mr. Noseworthy.
I'm confident in that. And she did reiterate that she has his phone number and will be giving a call. Any other questions today?
What's next?
What's next for Save Our Hospital is to continue focusing on our need for a delay, a 90 to 120 day delay. We have just received a very strong letter of support from AARP. I hope all of you have received a copy of that by now. If you have not, please let me know. AARP has taken a special interest in what's happening here. And we've had a sit-down discussion with the state director, who then had a sit-down discussion with the state director in Iowa, and then went forward and moved with national support at the AARP level. They have over 600,000 members in Minnesota alone, and that is a real line of communication for us. We've also been reached out to from several communities that are fearing that this same thing may either be already happening to them or it may happen to them in the future. They have asked to be a part of Save Our Hospital. To this point, we're going to be gearing up and allowing them to join us and actually inviting and welcoming them to join us. We've been very solid and very narrow in our mission. Our mission is to have an acute care full-service hospital in Elbert Lake, Minnesota. But it's become very apparent and very important that everyone understand that this is actually a larger issue than just Albert Lea, Minnesota. So we will be reaching out to them and inviting them to join us in our efforts. And we've got some other things that are also on tap. So we hope you stay tuned for that as well.
Yeah, I think one thing to look forward to is it's tentative at this time, but we have a couple other state representatives that have agreed to come to Albert Lea in perhaps in the format of a town meeting where they act as a panel and answer questions and listen to members of the community. That could be as early as next week where that actually comes to be.
Which legislators have been invited?
I'm going to just, it's not certain yet. I mean, we've
got to invite it, so.
Well, we've looked at Peggy Bennett, we've looked at Dan Sparks, and then we're looking at somebody from that is not directly impacted. And we think we've contacted two, and we think we have one, but I'm just going to hold it out there for now.
Yes.
You'll know soon, because if it happens, I believe this is going to happen probably a week from today. So we'll let you know.
Okay.
Anything else? Thanks for coming.
I know.